Maureen Dillon Teasdale for theCUBE, and today I have David, better known as Skip Wright, in the booth with me. And he's president of the St. Francis Valley Naturalist Club, so we welcome you, Skip.
Hi, good afternoon. We're back at it.
We are, I see that. You want to talk about the upcoming presentation? Is that the first one
That's
for this
the
year?
First yeah.
Okay.
It will be on Wednesday, the 25th of this month, September, at the Amity Beaudoin Community Center. The subject this year is this month would be invasive species plants of the Eastern Townships, presented by Genevieve Pomelo, which she is a science biologist. And the presentation will show how the invasive species have many impacts on our environment and the economy and the health in our communities in the Eastern Townships.
Okay.
And it is true. We have a lot of invasive plants, and mm-hmm. it's affecting our farmers and even us as gardeners, and mm-hmm. bamboo, for example.
Mm-hmm.
This presentation aims to introduce you to some species, the main invasive strategies, the main current methods of controlling them mm-hmm. through pesticides or whatever, we hope not, but through a natural way. And it should be very interesting. I hope you do come. We have a lot of people coming over.
Mm-hmm.
And I'll talk to that later, why a lot of people are coming. Last year was a record year for us, for how many people attended our meetings. And then we've got some really interesting speakers coming this year. And we have a committee that consists of Sheila McLean, Camille Dufresne, and Janet Angraves. And they have lined up some excellent educational speakers. This is not an easy job to do this, to find these qualified speakers. They're really, really qualified. And they have dedicated a lot of time and energy to this job. So I would like to thank them personally for the job they've done.
Mm-hmm. They do a great job.
Oh, and also we had a very interesting newsletter made up by Gladys Beattie and Gary McCormick that has some of what the club has done in the past summer, last year. It was a busy year this summer that we had for the St. Francis Valley Naturalist Club.
Mm-hmm.
Here are a few highlights. The summer and fall roadside, as we can see now, along our roadways and all that, we have a lot of yellow and oranges of goldenrods, fir trees, and fruit trees are all laden down with cones and berries, which is true. We've never seen so many apple trees with
good.
Apples. And
mm-hmm.
Flocks of small birds can be seen early in the morning, steadily slipping through the bushes, feeding and waiting for darkness to continue their flight southward. Well, they are starting to go south. Have you seen some flocks around, Marina, of blackbirds and
mm-hmm.
and the hummingbirds? I think they left last week.
Oh, really? Okay.
Yeah. With the abundance of wild food, we should expect a lot of northern birds in our feeders this winter. And I think so, too. They're starting to come down now. We're starting to see a few.
Oh, that's good.
Yeah. Mm-hmm. And that's really good. And also during the summer, the St. Francis Valley Naturalist Club had a number of popular field outings. In fact, they were so popular that they even extended into the summer with a garden and butterfly outing. This outing was organized by Camille Dufresne to the garden of Lucy Labaye in Waterville. Lucy talked about her passion for monarch butterflies. That's my passion too.
Mm-hmm.
They're quite an interesting butterfly
mm-hmm.
and insect. She grows three varieties of milkweed, and she also collects the eggs and caterpillars and brings them into her house to help them become butterflies.
Oh, wow.
Interesting, eh?
That is.
And you know where you see a lot of their eggs is on the bottom of the leaf of the milkweed.
Mm-hmm.
And you can see little black spots, and that is the beginning mm-hmm. of them.
Oh, okay.
And see, when they start to get older, mature,
mm-hmm.
that worm, the caterpillar, mm-hmm. starts eating the milkweed leaves.
Okay.
And that's why we promote growing mm-hmm. milkweed.
Mm-hmm.
So then the population, although I have not seen many monarch butterflies this year, I don't know why. I've got quite a few plants growing in my house and all that. But
yeah, I know what you mean. Mm-hmm.
So now I'll switch to I usually have the township's bird watch. And this time I'll talk about reporting birds spotting around the townships. Then I will concentrate around Lenoxville, because we've been doing surveys around Lenoxville every year. This marks the 26th year that Gary McCormick has recorded the number of birds.
That's a lot of years.
My goodness. 26.
That's amazing.
to identify species. He has seen between May 1st and August 30th, when he's going out there, it's between May 1st and August 31st. In that time, he has walked his route 575 times, averaging about 7 kilometers per trip for approximately 4,025 kilometers. That's quite a bit of walking.
That is, yeah.
But it really gives you a great study on how many, where the birds and species are in that. He has recorded 153 species during that time. The black pole warbler being the most recent bird to be added to his list. And I will be talking later. That'll be the bird of the month, and I'll let you know more about this interesting bird. It's really quite interesting. And all the sightings were made within the borough limits and were more or less in a regular path. Gary reported this past summer that was a very good summer for bird watching. This past summer was a very good summer for bird watching. In 2018, he saw only 69 species.
Okay.
And compared to this year, 2019, 153.
Wow, that's quite a difference.
Now, that is nice. People say the bird population's going down, but...
That's very encouraging.
Yeah. Mm-hmm. That's an increase of 29%.
Mm.
So, I mean, I think that's...
That's great.
And we're getting reports back from a lot of places saying the same thing. From feeders, people putting the feeders out.
Good.
A lot of birds this year, so... We had, you know, but there was one species, the woodpeckers, were not as present in 2019 as they were in 2018. And of the five regular species, the woodpecker and the pallidated woodpecker did not show a decline. So that's the one we saw the most of.
Oh, that's good.
And that's the ones that make a funny bird sound in the woods. It sounds as if you're in a jungle.
Okay. Something.
Yeah.
Okay.
So that's good.
Great. Yeah.
Yeah. And in addition, there were four species that were not seen this summer that were seen in 2018, the brown creeper, the Wilson warbler, and sparrow, and the great blue heron. So we're not seeing as many of them as we did in other years.
Okay.
So. And I have a couple of blue herons coming to my pond, but not as many, they don't come as often as they did.
Okay.
Yeah.
Oh.
Then I'll get back to the bird of the month, the blackpool warbler. Now this is a really interesting bird. They have a very high shriek noise in the woods. I often wonder what that bird was, but that's them that's calling. This long-distance athlete weighs less than one and a half ounce, yet makes the longest overwater journey of any songbird.
Wow.
No, I never knew that.
No, that's an interesting fact.
Nearly 1,800 miles nonstop over the Atlantic Ocean in 3 days, to its wintering grounds in Puerto Rico, Lesser Antilles, and South America. Now imagine this little bird. Now, in order for them to do this, the journey requires that they eat enough before they leave to double their body mass. And to make their trip, they must take advantage of the prevailing winds. And that is when a cold front comes in. And same as hummingbirds. Same as geese, they wait for this cold weather, the front comes in, so they can get on these drafts, wind drafts, they push them down. But as it takes 3 days to get down there, it takes them way longer to come back because they don't have the same winds.
That's true, yeah.
So it's quite interesting.
That's amazing, it is very interesting.
Yeah, and they have lost, estimate 88% of its population in the last 40 years.
Wow.
So it's nice that we have one reported here in Manitoba.
Very.
And the oldest recorded blackpoll sparrow was a male, and it was at least 8 years old, and it was banded in Alaska in 1999 and recaptured in 2006. Mm. So 8 years old.
That's good.
So I never knew that about that little bird.
Very interesting.
It's a little brown bird, and it's quite interesting. But now I'll give you an update what initiatives the club is doing this year there. As you may know, that Kirkshire Elementary School continues to work on integrating nature themes into their current curriculum, receiving great PR as a living school. Now, I visited the school when it's quite interesting, this school, how they have turned their playground into a nature little reserve.
That's amazing.
And they're really, really doing well with this concept of bringing nature into the school. And... to the point where Chris Adams from Earth Values, which is the initiator of this initiative, He's got requests from Mexico. He even told us last week, and from Texas, how they want to put for the impoverished areas. Mm-hmm. They want to bring in nature into the schools, and to make the kids stay in school longer and teach them about nature. And that's how they're doing it, is through that. And we even got a request he has from China.
That's amazing.
And they want to put it into their schools too. But this would not have been possible. We received we're hoping to go into more schools in this area, the townships.
Mm-hmm.
And we got from the Townships Foundation, we received a grant. So this is going to help us to get this into the schools.
That's great.
Yeah, and so they become living schools.
Mm-hmm.
And we also, as the executive, we've been talking about this after we heard Chris Adams give us a speech on what his new initiative is. Mm-hmm. We also would like to extend this program in our meetings. As we found out that after our meetings, people are leaving happier out of our meetings. They're talking about nature. They start off slow, and then they get into talking about what birds they've seen, what animal life they've seen.
Mm-hmm.
So we found out that a lot of people want to get away from the stress of every day.
That's right.
And then especially now with whatever's going on here and there. And so this is why we're going to try to put this more into our meetings.
Mm-hmm.
And we would like to have everybody to attend, to get away, and to listen to some great speakers. Have a cup of tea with us and some homemade donuts, and we'll have we'll all leave there as a happier person.
Good, sounds great.
Yeah, and that's about it.
Okay, well, thanks very much, Skip.
Well, thank you.